Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we are now beginning a month of June series on internet dating. It certainly is expanding. It is exploding. People are having more and more experiences with online dating, and we thought we would take a look at the social, sociological, the psychological, and the practical facets of it. Over 40 million people in the United States have tried online dating by now, many of them here in New York. So we're going to start this series by opening up the phones for some of your do's and don'ts and bests and worsts as a little baseline for what we might explore in greater depth later in the month. So give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And, you know, you could tell us about what you would do, what you wouldn't do. Would you pad the stats about your physical appearance? Guys, have you said you are taller than you are? Statistics show that 81% of online daters lie about their height, weight, or other parts of their appearance. Is using an old picture considered lying? What do you look for in the written part of the profile? Do you have any automatic disqualifiers like bad grammar or bad taste in music? How long do you wait to meet in person? Do you take any precautions before meeting in person for the first time? What are your tips for making the transition from virtual to face-to-face? Have you ever used one of those online dating coaches? And did they work out for you? Did you get good advice? 212-433-9692. So let's just start for just the last 10 minutes or so remaining in our show today with some quick takes on your do's and don'ts for online dating and maybe some of the best and worst experiences that you've had with it. And we'll expand on this with some guests later in the month. 212-433-9692. Alice in Manhattan, you're on the air. Hi, Alice.
Hi. Well, I would say, first of all, OkCupid is a great site because you can read a lot of questions and answers that people have done. So you can really learn a lot more about the person, sort of get out of the fantasy of what their profile says. I think a fairly current picture is important. And when you meet the person, never meet them for a very long time, because it'll be like you've done the whole relationship already, and you'll never call them and they'll never call you.
Alice, thank you for starting us off. Michael in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So you have a do.
I do. I think I agree with what Allison just said. I feel that if you, I don't know if you're supposed to give a plug out, but I'm on Match.com.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read the profile and if you think that they have similar interests, I think you should, when you write to them, you should try to meet as soon as possible. And you shouldn't spend a lot of time going back and forth either via email or talking on the phone. And I think if you feel that there's a connection, you should meet and see if that turns into a physical or personal or chemistry connection.
Interesting. So meet fairly quickly, you're recommending. All right. Thank you very much. And Alice said, when you do meet, meet at first for a very short time. So there are two do's, two recommendations right away. Steve in Park Slope, you're on WNYC. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Brian. So I met my wife of 5 years on a site called nerve.com that I don't think exists anymore. But I second what everybody else has said. We cut to the chase. We made contact on the site, and then we quickly had a date just a few days later, and we didn't do all the back and forth over the email and speak on the phone. And my wife actually suggested, she said, I don't want to talk on the phone. Why don't you just meet me at this bar after a baby shower? And I said, that's fine. We'll do that.
All right. Thank you very much. 212-433-9692 with your quick do's and don'ts about online dating or best and worst experiences. Jay Freely on our comments page writes, my main advice, don't write things you like on your profile that everyone likes. The cliche of walks on the beach is alive and well. Avoid it. Show your unique personality and humor, etc. Gabriel in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gabriel.
Hey there. Love your show, Brian.
Thank you.
I've got a really good story for you. I was writing to a pen pal back when I was about 14 or 15, and we were in touch for years, just writing back and forth. We both loved acting, And we met once back when we were teenagers, and then fell out of touch, as you do when you go off to college. And now I'm 34, and about a year and a half ago, I started doing the online dating thing, went on a couple that really weren't very good, but that's not the story I'm going to tell. And then I was on OkCupid and found this woman's profile that looked really interesting. As a lot of people do, they have random screen names. Mm-hmm. And she was traveled a lot, you know, looked really pretty and sounded really interesting, from New England like I was. So I wrote her a quick just introduction. Hi, you know, my name's Gabriel. And she wrote back 5 seconds later saying, "Gabe, it's Piper." And it was my pen pal from back when we were teenagers. And wow. And I had written to her not knowing that it was
How about
her.
That?
Because for one thing, I mean, if
so,
I really
So I
got
to go to another call. But are you married now?
We're not married. We've been together for a year.
Oh, but you really did get together. Isn't
yeah,
that great?
Piper says hi. She's here now.
Hi, Piper. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
we
isn't
really
that funny? That's a great story. Okay. Took anonymous online dating to bring together two old friends into a relationship. Vanessa in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. So I met my husband on Match.com a number of years ago, and I really didn't give him a chance. I didn't like his profile for stupid reason. He was wearing a jacket that reminded me of an ex-boyfriend. And so I didn't return his emails, and then finally I said, okay, so I'll return his emails, and then he called, and I didn't return his calls. And I guess the reason I did it was that as a young woman on this site, you get tons and tons of emails. And my point is just give the guys a chance that you might go out on 20 bad dates, and then the 21st you meet a great guy.
Thank you very much. Persistence and patience and open-mindedness. Eddie in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eddie.
Hi there. It's my understanding that speed dating was started by a rabbi in Los Angeles who forbid two questions, one being what you did for a living and the other being where you live. And this allowed people to get to the real important things. And I'm wondering if that's still being done.
All right. When we have guests later in the series, we'll get an answer to that question. We'll definitely bring it up, because if you're not supposed to ask what do you do for a living, then what, you know, would you put on your list of five core things about another person that would top that? So we will see about that. Joanna in Bay Ridge, you're on WNYC. Hi, Joanna.
Hi, I just love your show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I feel the opposite from the last caller I did agree with, the one that said meet right away. I'm artistic, and I look for the genuine truth in people, and I find it very difficult for one or two emails. I think I'm a romantic, and I think I need to feel and have tuition and kind of, you know, have a little rapport between us, and if we could write a little bit that's kind of clever and fun, and then, you know, really look forward to that meeting, because you sort of almost know. It's not that, you know, nervousness of the first time having to, you know, how do you know someone?
Yeah,
you
and I guess
really
what you risk
right.
What you risk is that you develop this whole written rapport with the other person, and then you get together and you realize, oh, okay, I'm just not attracted to this man.
Or not.
Yeah.
It could be the other way,
right.
You know.
All right, Joanna, thank you so much. So we do have two takes on that. That's a tension we'll bring up when we add some guests to this series. Deepa in East Rutherford, you're on WNYC. Hi, Deepa.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I think I had a big don't, and I know you mentioned the statistics earlier, but I think lying about your height on your profile is a big don't, because, you know, it's the first thing that somebody notices when you meet them. And I've had so many experiences where, you know, people are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 inches shorter than what their profile says. And all that communicates to me in that first 10 seconds or less is that you're just not a very truthful person.
And that would be the end of that. Deepa, thank you very much. A story to go along with that. Last month, we had Arlie Hochschild on the show to talk about her new book, The Outsourced Self. And one thing people outsource, she said, is their love lives. And she relates this anecdote from Evan Katz, an online dating coach, about writing a profile for a guy who was bald and 5'2". So this goes right to Deepa's point about lying about your height. Instead of explaining his height, they focused on his sense of humor. They put Are you afraid of spilling things on me? Don't answer my email. Worried about falling objects? Look for a taller person, a man you can look up to. Ha. And according to the book, it worked. He was truthful. He had fun with it. And his response rates skyrocketed. So there's one lesson. All right. Let's see. We'll do one more. Gable in Brooklyn, we got about 30 seconds for you. Hi there.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. This is my first time on your show. I love your show. I met my husband 10 years ago on Match.com. And I was just looking for some companionship and never really thinking about getting married. But what I was telling your screener was that I think there is a difference maybe between older people and younger people. And in the fact that I just didn't think there was any reason to lie. It was kind of like, what was the point of lying? And maybe it's because as we get older, we have less time to waste. But it just didn't seem like something worthwhile doing, lying about either, you know, putting an older picture or lying about your age or your income or your weight or, you know. It's like they're going to find out anyway if you meet them, so what's the point?
Gable, thank you very much. We have to leave it there because we're out of time, but there's a little kickoff to our June online dating series. We'll do this every Thursday in the month of June, and we'll start adding some guests to it next week. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.